Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
While everybody else is griping about, man, the wars and the rumors of the wars, and you're over here rejoicing because our redemption draws nigh. Lift up your head and rejoice is what Jesus said to do. People are going to think, what's wrong with you? While everybody else is talking about all of the sickness and the disease. You know, we just went over to Kasese, Uganda, and I've been there twice now. That's where the Ebola virus started. That's where there's been thousands and thousands of people. You get this virus and you're dead within hours. And we go there and minister to those people and lay hands on them. And other people, you can't do that. And I'm just fine. Amen. There's going to be people that speak their unbelief and their fear. And if you are a man pleaser, the fear of man will bring a snare and keep you from doing what God called you to do. If you're afraid of men, if you are dependent upon their approval, you'll never fulfill God's will. If you have to be reinforced constantly and have people stroke you and say, it's okay, you're all right, you'll never make it. And I'm saying this in love, brothers and sisters, but we got a lot of weak Christians that don't depend on the Lord, that God's opinion about you is not all you need. We sang that song tonight. Doug and Cammie led us in this song about you're all I need. But there's lots of people sitting right in this room that Jesus isn't all you need. If your husband or your wife or your kids or your parents or your people that you work with were to go to criticizing you, you would stay home and suck your thumb and moan over this for days because somebody rejected me. I'm saying that in love. I'm telling you, that's childish. The only people that will ever let you down are the ones that you lean on. You need to get to a place where you love people and you're nice to people and you minister to people because of how it'll benefit them. But all you need is Jesus. And if everybody forsakes you but Jesus, you're still happy. You're still content. You can reach a place to where you don't have to have everybody else's approval. Just knowing that God loves you is more than enough. Nobody likes rejection. God didn't make man for rejection. He created us for His pleasure. So there's a natural dislike for rejection. Nobody likes it. I don't like it. If you come up tonight and tell me that you hate everything I've said and that you think I'm terrible, it's not going to bless me. I'm not going to get happy over it. But it won't keep me up tonight. You know why? Because I know that God loves me. And compared to God, you're nobody. Amen? I don't mean that bad, but I'm just saying that compared to God, you just aren't anybody. I had a man come up one time and just go to railing on Jamie for the way that she dressed. And Jamie never dresses bad. She's always looks very nice and stuff. She was Pentecostal and she had her hair fixed and was wearing makeup and gold and rings and stuff. And so he thought that that was ungodly. And he started dressing me down and saying, you need to get control of your wife and do all this. And you know, I just stopped this guy and I said, hey, who died and made you God? And he just stopped and looked at me and he says, what are you saying? I said, why should I care what you think about my wife? You're nobody. I don't care about you. I don't care about your opinion. And he got so offended, like, whoa, I can't believe that. And I said, fella, you are nobody to me. I just don't give a rip what you think. And this guy just couldn't believe it. But nobody's going to rent space in my mind. Your opinion just doesn't really matter. Amen. I know some of you think I'm weird. I think you're weird. I tell you what, Jesus loves me. Jesus has spoken to me, and I am so confident that Jesus loves me. It's not going to bless me if people hate me, but you know what? It's not going to keep me up. As long as I know that I'm doing what the Lord's told me to do, I'll say it. And if you don't like it, There's the door. I love you. But don't let it hit you on the way out. Praise God. I know that what I'm saying is very politically incorrect. And most of you just can't handle this because in our society, well, you can't offend anybody. Jesus, his disciples came to him, Master, don't you know that the Pharisees were offended? And he says, let them be offended. Man, they're the blind leading the blind. If the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall into the ditch. He told a group of people one time, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And they thought, he's speaking of cannibalism. And they said, how can we eat your flesh and drink your blood? And he says, he didn't say, oh, well, you misunderstood. Let me explain. Let me make sure that nobody takes offense. He didn't care. He says, again, I say unto you, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He didn't explain himself. He made it worse. And his disciples says, man, they thought you were talking of cannibalism. And he says, if they weren't planted by my Father, they'd have been plucked up anyway. He says, leave them alone. They came and said, no prophet arises out of Nazareth. The Bible prophesied that Jesus would come out of Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He could have explained that. He could have told them, now look, my parents were in that taxing and we were there. And you remember when Herod went to kill all of the infants, we fled into Egypt and then we moved to Nazareth. But I was born. He could have explained that. He could have answered their questions. He could have come down. Jesus never offered any explanation of anything. We are so fearful of people. We are so fearful of what people have to say. We have to have everybody's approval. I'm not saying that you don't love people. I love people. I love people enough that I'm going to tell them the truth. If you are not telling your neighbor the truth because you're afraid that they're going to criticize you, somebody's going to say something about you, the truth is you love yourself more than you love them. You should love other people enough to tell them the truth. Do it in love. Be tactful. You can be more tactful than I am. You can be nicer than I am. But you need to tell people the truth. You need to speak the truth. And you need to get to a place where you aren't afraid to tell people what the truth is. Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's some of you that know the truth. There's some of you that work in a situation that your opinion is better than other people's opinion. You're born again. You're going to heaven. They're going to hell. They're blind. They're operating under demonic deception. You have a better understanding, a better grip on things than they do, and yet you're afraid to tell people the truth because somebody might criticize you. And so you would rather let people die and go to hell than to tell a person the truth because somebody might say something about you. You're going to limit God. You'll never fulfill God's will on your life if you're afraid of men. The fear of man brings a snare. And you know, the only way to get over this, again, there is a natural desire for acceptance. God created us for acceptance. It's abnormal to be to a place to where you don't let what people say about you bother you. The only way you can reach that place, it says over in 1 John chapter 4, let me read this verse to you. And in verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. The antidote to this, it's not like you can just sit there and become so hardened that you don't care what anybody else thinks. There would be something wrong with you if a person can insult you and it doesn't affect you in some way. You weren't made for rejection. You shouldn't get so hardened that you enjoy people rejecting you. Something's wrong with you if you do that. But you can get to a place to where God's perfect love is so real to you that it casts out your fear. If you're afraid to tell a person the truth because of what they might say the truth is, you don't understand how much God loves you, and you have to have the acceptance of people because you're at a deficit in God's acceptance. When God Almighty has accepted you, you just reach a place to where nobody else in comparison. I mean, nobody else compares. It doesn't mean anything. You know, if the President of the United States was to call me up and ask me to go out to eat with him, and then you came up and said, you know what, let's cancel our dinner engagement. I don't think I want you to go out with me. And if the president had just asked me to go out with him, it would be easy to say, well, you know what? The president invited me. No big deal that I missed out on your dinner engagement. And that's the way it is. God has accepted me. And so I don't like people rejecting me. I don't like criticism. We get a lot of hate mail. We get a lot of people saying things about me. There are people that hate me with a passion. I have made some of the leading programs in the nation exposing me as a cult and saying things. That doesn't bless me, but you know what? It's not going to stop me from doing what I'm doing. It's not going to keep me up at night. I don't like it, but it's not going to stop me from doing what God's told me to do. You got to reach a place to where you don't have fear of men. If the Lord was to speak to you and tell you to go over to Uganda and become part of our team and see lives change. We are changing an entire nation. There's over 250,000 people per week that are going through our discipleship evangelism course and people's lives being changed in Uganda alone. The First Lady's doing it. Things are happening. It's awesome stuff. And if God was to speak to you and tell you to be a part of that, and if your first thought is, what are the in-laws going to say? What's my family going to say if I was to pick up and go over to the other side of the world? If somebody else's opinion affects your decision, then you're in bondage. Now, if you, out of love, say, well, I need to make sure this is God because I don't want to offend people, well, that's a different thing. But I'm saying if you're fearful because of what somebody else says, and you know what God has told you, but you're afraid, it's hard and you're struggling to get it out because you're afraid of what somebody else might say, you got a fear of men. That's wrong. Brothers and sisters, that'll limit what God can do in your life. The fear of man brings a snare.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled, What Are You Afraid Of? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
It's difficult for me to share some of these truths because it's broken into little segments, and that's the reason we encourage you to get the materials that we're offering. But you know, even those materials, there is just so much. This is a revelation that I've got hundreds of hours sharing these truths. And really, the best way I have to share this with people is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We not only have the college here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools, I think 6 extension schools throughout the U.S., 4 outside of the U.S., but we also have correspondence that you can get DVDs and study. And so there's a lot more material available. I encourage you to call and join up with our Charis Bible College today.